glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help you when name you call. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by our side, in His love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, He's reaching out to you, to you.
Now is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care?
In His love we hide all the day through. Ooh,
when you get discouraged, just remember what to do.
Reach out to Jesus.
Come on and
reach out to Jesus.
I said to
reach out.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker. Larry Billingsley will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
Our text today is Luke chapter 1, 57 through 66, the birth of John the Baptist. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There's no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was open and his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak, praising God. The neighbors were all filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then this child is going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. You know, there's a great number of words that are being used to point out that this baby will not be named after the family, but his name would be named John. And maybe the reason for that is the word John means God is merciful, or the gift of the mercy of God. The Lord has shown her great mercy. We're talking about Elizabeth in verse 8. And we want to speak about how this mercy impacts the world through you that are seeking to serve God in all things. There was a man who sought to serve God, and he went to China, and he began to preach the gospel there, and there he was thrown into prison. And there was one particular song that he loved to sing, and he would sing it over and over, and when he would, a lot of the prisoners would yell at him and stop that, we don't want to hear that garbage, and just on down the line. And after a few years went by, he was being escorted out. He was going to be released from prison. And all those people that had mocked him, they began to sing this song with him. You see, this mercy will not always be shared in comfort. But the history of God's salvation as seen and is seen in God's mercy. In Romans chapter 11, beginning with 28, he says, "As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies on your account. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarch. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Just as you, who were one time disobedient to God, have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience. So they too have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound all men over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all." To the faithful, God's mercy always leads to praising him. Ephesians 2, 4, and 5, it says, "God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ." We receive blessing after blessing from his mercy, says in Ephesians 1. We're enlightened. We are given a hope that we can know that we have eternal life and that we can have a glorious inheritance. 1 Peter 1 and verse 3 says, "In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth." In 1970, I was going to school in Lubbock, Texas. And while going to school, well, I was going on the VA money. And whenever school stops, well, your money stops. And so summer came, and I was no longer in school, so I had to have a job. So I did what my dad always taught me to do. If you need a job, you go where they're working, not to an office. So I saw some people land some pipeline from shallow water to Lubbock, and I went out and asked a man for a job, and he said, "Yes, I'll give you a job. You just need to go in the office in Lubbock and fill out the paperwork that's needed and come back tomorrow and work." So that's what I did. And a few weeks had passed while I was working with him, and I asked the foreman if he would study God's Word. And he said to me, yes, and each week we would meet for about an hour and study God's Word. And after a few weeks went by, I could tell, well, he just really had no interest in studying God's Word. And so I asked him what was the reason that he consented to studying. He said, "Well, I knew that you went to the Church of Christ." He said, "Also, a few years ago, there was a house not far from here that burned to the ground." He said, "The people there really lost about everything they had. They had no clothes. They had no. They couldn't eat in a reasonable way as far as money's concerned. They had to go out to eat." And he said the Church of Christ here in this town provided them with all clothes they needed, everything they needed to eat, a new place to stay, and they did it as long as these people needed the help to get on their feet. And so that's the way it is with the mercy of God. Community is always impacted by the faithful. He said in the text that the neighbors were all filled with awe. It says, throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about these things. A few months ago, I was studying with someone in this area, and I asked him if they knew the preacher that we had here. And he said, well, I don't know him personally, but I can tell you he is probably has the best reputation of anybody in this town. And this is the point we're talking about, that when we choose to serve God, it makes an impact on the community in which we're living. You see, the Christian will be persecuted because the world is darkness and Jesus is light. The world can't stand light. Your mercy sometimes will be seen as an aggravation to them, as one singing songs in prison. But if you will choose God on His terms, you will receive His mercy, allowing you to praise God and make a godly impact on this world.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim. In the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.